It's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fire. Rams at Saints.
Rams, the number is the Rams are getting more than a field goal, plus 3.5. The Saints are actually now more of a defensive story than an offensive story. They've held 7 of their last 9 opponents under 20 points. Since week 10, they lead the NFL in takeaways and sacks. Yes, they are a defensive story. Drew Brees was not as great. He was not last week. Yards per play of the 4 remaining teams, the Saints are easily last. This is a defensive story, and they'll have that home crowd behind them and the veteran quarterback. The Rams, though, have become a very good under Sean McVay road team, 13-3 the last 2 years. Now, Jared Goff is never as good on the road, and that has to be considered. Though I think he's the more youthful, stronger arm quarterback in this game. With better receiving targets, he will not play like he does at home. But the Rams are averaging 232 yards since they rebooted with C.J. Anderson. That leads the league, including the playoffs, since they rebooted. And they're a completely different defense with Aqib Talib. It's not Aaron Donald or Ndamukong Suh or Marcus Peters. Without Talib this year, they've allowed 31 points a game. And with him, they've allowed 18. He was missing in the first game. The Rams are the healthier team up front offensively, with right now momentum with their running game. It will be close. I think a call could swing it, but I would strongly suggest you take the points in the Rams at 3.5. I have them winning 27-26 in a nail biter in one of the best NFL games of the year. Brees probably outplays Goff, but the better roster, the healthier roster, and the better running game prevails. Let's go.
Patriots at Chiefs.
The Patriots are at Kansas City. We know that Tom Brady is 13-2 under 40 degrees. And did you know that Patrick Mahomes' 5 coldest games are his 5 lowest quarterback ratings? But here's something to remember about the Patriots, and we could all agree on this. This team has the least dynamic playmakers. I'm not saying they're a bad offense, but they're not a dynamic vertical team passing the ball. Why does that matter? Well, look at their road record this year. 9-0 at home, 3-5 on the road. Your efficiency automatically drops when you leave your home stadium, even with New England. That's why it's valuable to have playmakers on the road. The teams that were good on the road this year were the Chargers and the Saints and the Rams and Kansas City and Houston. They have playmakers, quarterback, wide receiver, and backs. Because as all 5 of those teams' efficiency drops on the road, you need special players to make special plays. And New England does not have dynamic vertical players to make those plays. The coaching, it's mostly a push. Slight edge to Belichick. Home field, Kansas City. Defensive line and pass rush, Kansas City. And weapons edge, Kansas City. The Patriots' lack of success on the road is directly correlated to what hurts all teams on the road. Efficiency drops. I would strongly suggest this is one of the safest NFL playoff picks this year and my favorite so far. Swallow the points. Kansas City wins 28-23. Mahomes is good, not great, but without the pass rush the Chiefs have, the weapons home field, it's a coaching push. The lack of playmakers will undo the less efficient Patriots away from home. The dynasty is not over. They've got 12 draft picks, and they'll have cap space. But this team from Foxborough is done by Sunday night.
Hi, it's the Herd. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks. You, options, stocks, ETFs, and cryptos, all commission-free. How cool is that? They strive to make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy. Simple and intuitive, clear design, data is presented in an easy-to-digest way. You don't have to be a stockbroker. Listen, there's no cost and no commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. It's designed. It's easy to use. Easy to understand charts, market data. You place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. And you can learn stuff by doing it. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. I've got one. You should. Discover new stocks. Track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. It's great. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at Colin, C-O-L-I-N, .Robinhood.com. That's Colin.Robinhood.com. All right, R.J. Bell, who hosts the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting. That's weekdays 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You know him as the founder of Pregame.com. Pregame's the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. So we know that I liked the Rams plus 3.5, and let's start there. Now, first of all, you've always taught me bet the number, not the game. I like getting more of a field goal. I think with the Rams, they're a healthier team. I also believe they do not go into the game with a coaching deficit with Sean McVay. I don't think the gap between Goff and Breeze at this point, Breeze has not played well last couple of weeks, is that great. And it comes down to something really simple to me, is that I don't think over the last month the Saints are the same team they were in October, nor do I think the Rams are the same team they were in November. I like the Rams straight out in a close game. It's going to be tough. What would the wise guys say?
Wow, great handicap there. Here's what we're going to say. We're going to disagree with you, but at 3.5, I've got no problem with your pick. At 3, I like the Saints. And both numbers are out there right now.
Sure.
Shot for that key number. I disagree most with what you said about the Rams aren't the team they were in November. So to me, I look at them after that Eagles game, right? They were 13-point favorites Sunday night in front of the world. Could have put a stake in the heart of the Eagles season. Literally, they would have been done, and they lose that game. In the game since, I really haven't seen anything other than the Dallas game. And let's set that aside because that's important, that impressed me about the Rams at all. And in that Dallas game, and you talked about it on your show, Colin, is they understood or had scouted the D-line calls, the D-line hand positions, different things, and then they ran over the Cowboys. If we accept the fact that that coaching trickery led to that domination, then what have we seen from the Rams lately that impresses you at all?
Well, Aqib Talib didn't play in the first game. I think their secondary is more disciplined. I think Ndamukong Suh, I think the stars they brought on.
But you're talking whole season stuff. I'm saying in the last 3, 4, 5 games.
I CJ Anderson has added a power running element in back-to-back-to-back games. I don't think Goff will throw 23 times. I think it's a power running team. I think it's a low scoring football game. And I think they've rebooted and gone back to what they truly are at their core. Now with a two-headed running monster in Gurley and C.J. Anderson, they're a power football team with some defensive stars. Talib now available. He wasn't in the first one.
Number one rush defense in the NFL based on yards per attempt, the Saints.
Yes.
So
that's why I like the under, by the way. I think this game is played mostly in between the 20s.
56.5 is the total in the game. Let's talk about Goff. His quarterback rating on the season, 101. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
At home, 133. On the road, check that. Goff on the season, 101. At home, 116. On the road, 82.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as big of a disparity. The average this season for a quarterback was in the low 90s. So Goff is objectively a below average quarterback on the road. That's troubling, I would think. And if you look at him, Goff, in his last 3 games against playoff teams, 0 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in those games. You know, we can say it's Cooper Kupp, we can say whatever, but we would have to agree. And listen, I got to give you a ton of credit. I was on set with you last summer, so 18 months ago. You liked the Rams, and I laughed at you. I said, how can you like the Rams? So, you know, on the season, you were just plain right about that. But let's agree, Goff in the second half of this year is a problem. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think he's still a very young quarterback. And I think like a Dak Prescott, like a Carson Wentz, you know, Mahomes is about the only young quarterback in the league that nobody's questioning. Deshaun Watson, it will look terrible in the playoff game. So I think he's young. And I think what
we're betting him now, though. I mean, we're not talking about his career prospects, right?
No, I'm betting him because I believe the defensive personnel of the Rams is better. I think they have Tlaib back. I think they have a two-headed run element that they haven't. And I think they're a different offense in the last 3 weeks. I think they are a team that realizes they're better when Goff throws on play action. They don't want to build around Goff now. By the way, Brady was a game manager 3 years in. So I think, but I think Goff's a special arm talent. But I do agree that at home during comfortable times, he's a much better player. But I think Dak at home is a much better player. Even Mahomes has lost road close games. Much better player at home. We saw Andrew Luck, 29, last week, was terrible on the road. So I think it's symptomatic of youth that I think Goff is just not ready to go on the road and drop 40. I don't think he's that player yet.
Which is, I think, why the Saints are the right side. Now, okay. Breeze obviously on the other side of the equation at home, 133 quarterback rating. He struggles on the road, though it's all relative, with a 99. Last thing on this game, home teams in the conference championship round last five seasons, 10-0 straight up, 8-2 against the spread. So that's we can go before that, and there's been some losses, but for the last 10 Super Bowl teams, they've all played at home in this round.
Almost half of Americans make a New Year's resolution every single year. One resolution worth sticking to this year, keeping your home and your family safe. That's why I recommend Simply Safe Home Security. Now is the time to act and protect your home and your assets with Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, there's no contract ever. There's no price markup from any middleman. There's no installation window. Most importantly, their system is engineered to do one thing brilliantly. Protect. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. Intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Somebody destroys your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will still get you the help you need. 24/7 home security, no contracts or catches. PC Magazine named SimpliSafe both editor's choice and reader's choice for 2018. Just go to SimpliSafe.com/herd. Protect your home, assets, and family today. SimpliSafe.com/herd. SimpliSafe.com/herd. All right, next game is New England, getting a field goal. This is the game I feel strongest about. I like Kansas City. And it comes down to this. New England, teams are overwhelmingly more efficient at home. They don't deal with crowd noise. And there's a comfort factor. So New England at home this year is highly efficient and unbeaten. But when teams go on the road, your efficiency dips. So what you need is playmakers. The teams that were good on the road this year, and Rams got playmakers. Chargers have playmakers. Saints have playmakers. Chiefs have playmakers. Houston Texans have playmakers. Those were good road teams. Because your efficiency dips away from home, the crowd noise. Well, New England this year was predictably good at home. They always are. But they were shockingly bad on the road because they have a lack of playmakers. And so this is a team that historically has been able to occasionally win a big road playoff game when a Gronk, an Aaron Hernandez in his prime, a Randy Moss in his prime, could make a play as the efficiency dips. I think they go on the road, the efficiency dips, they can't duplicate last week's performance, and they don't have the playmakers. And I think Kansas City wins by close to a touchdown.
Agreement, strong agreement in this game. I got to tell you, and I say this sincerely to the listeners, that level of analysis, I'm here in Vegas 21 years now, you don't hear it. I mean, it is good stuff you're providing, Colin. And
oh, cool.
I know it's easy to say, oh, radio guys are always trying to be bombastic. That's great analysis. And let's break into Brady with Gordon and without Gordon this year, who was the one playmaker. Right? They took a shot with him. When he was on the field, 7.6 yards per attempt for Brady. When Gordon wasn't on the field, 5.6 yards per attempt. If Brady had played the whole season at 5.6 yards per attempt, he would have been the last rated quarterback of all the starters in the NFL, number 32 yards per attempt. Think about that. Brady, the worst with the players he has entering this game because Gordon's not there. Now, who else could it be? Gronk, last four straight games, two or less catches, 25 yards or less. So whatever Gronk was three, 4 months ago, He hasn't been that lately. So you take away Gore and you take away Gronk, you could make the case the Patriots right now have the least playmakers they've had the whole season.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
That's
by
a
the way,
problem.
Yeah, I mean, they're relying on Philip Dorsett, who's largely a bust in Indianapolis. That is their go-to deep threat.
And if you look at the Patriots, 16 straight wins at home. That's a whole season, right? On the road this year, 3-5 straight up. In those three wins, not a single playoff team did they beat. And here's the amazing part. They could have easily, the Patriots, been 0-8 against the spread on the road this season. They covered three times against the Jets. And you might remember, the Jets had the ball 3rd-and-2 on the 2 to cover late in that game. They covered against the Bills on Monday night, pick 6 late, if you remember, to cover that 2 touchdowns. And they covered against the Bears with multiple special teams and defensive touchdown returns. Literally, this could have been a team, the Patriots, that went 0-8 against the spread on the road. Now, they didn't, but they were that close to underperforming in every road game. Kansas City, on the other hand, at home, their defense, 17 points per game. On the road, they give up double that, 34 points per game. So a big, big home road split, I think, in this game also.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we have the four best coaches in football. You know, I think our big disparity today is that, and I think it's really the data backs you, is can Goff play at an elevated level? Maybe not his home level, but he will be facing discomfort. And he has not shown the ability. I remember last year he went to Minnesota and he unraveled. And he has playmakers. I'm putting a lot of stock in the Gurley CJ Anderson sort of double-headed running game. But your argument on Goff, where Breeze is a great player as a home quarterback and Goff is a mediocre player as a road quarterback, cannot be denied. And it gives me great pause. But again, you taught me bet a number, not a game, and 3.5 feels like a Rams bet to me.
And also, there's probably no pros in Vegas that will bet both of these games. And it bears repeating.
Yes.
If you're betting for fun, it doesn't matter. But if you're betting to make money, you probably can't get value on 2 out of 2 NFL games. That's like getting value on 16 out of 16 games during a regular week. Hey, last thing, Colin, a ton of talk about the weather. Yeah. I know it's trending hotter, but this is in the Kansas City venue. But here's a pretty wild stat. The 5 coldest games that Mahomes has played in his career, just by temperature, are his 5 lowest-rated QBR games. Now, they haven't been bad games. They've all been above average. But relative to his performance when it's not cold, he literally has had his 5 worst games in the 5 coldest games. So I know it's getting warmer, and typically if you're in the 20s, it's no big deal for these quarterbacks. And Brady is an all-timer when it comes to cold weather. But I would look at that relatively, Mahomes struggles in the cold.
God, now I don't even like my Chiefs bet.
It's relative, though. He's still, I mean, if you look at the QBR,
yeah, they're still good games.
He's still in the 60s.
Yeah, I thought last week he wasn't great. But I thought he was confident. I thought Andrew Luck, the ball was floating. Andrew never seized the game. I thought Patrick seized the moment last week. I didn't think he was great, but I thought he felt like, of the two quarterbacks, he felt much more confident, much more in control. Men, don't let your age beat you. It is time to refind your prime with M-Drive. It's the perfect daily supplement for me, and it can be for you too. Why? Because it contains clinically tested ingredients that help increase your energy and boost natural testosterone levels. Helps you increase your performance, strength, stamina, and drive. I trust M-Drive because it was created by a world-renowned formulator / inventor who made the product for himself over 10 years ago to stay active and enjoy life like he did in his 20s and 30s. Today, thousands of men are part of Team M-Drive, taking his supplement every day and sharing their amazing results. You can get it at Walgreens, Walmart, Vitamin Shoppe, GNC, Sprouts, and other fine retail locations. For my listeners, you can get a special pricing by going to buymdrive.com and then just type in the promo code HERD. Get 20% off after that on your M-Drive purchase. Want to feel stronger, stamina, drive, more of it? Go to buymdrive.com, promo code HERD at checkout. Refind your prime with M-Drive. By the way, I'm not an over-under guy on our little thing we do here. I don't want to confuse the audience. I do like the under on the Saints-Rams. I think it's going to be a lot of running. I think I because there's so much at stake, I think the coaches will do a little jabbing in the first quarter. They won't be hyper-aggressive. Breeze had a pick on his first big throw last week. I think the game starts really slow. And then it's going to come down to plays later in the game. But I do like the under Saints-Rams.
So I think this is a pro tip. I think that's correlated with the Rams. Meaning if the Saints get a nice lead and Goff has to throw, now you're in trouble because you might have some turnovers, pick sixes, and you'll have some big plays. If the Rams can keep this game tight, if maybe even take a lead, now I think it's a more conservative game. So if you do like the under, or if you do like the Rams, look to play a two-team parlay, Rams and under, and if the Rams happens, if they cover 3.5, the odds are better the game goes under.
RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Check it out. It's the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. Good talking to you.
Thank you.